Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 22nd of March 2026. Today's topic is the power of the Holy Ghost. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Verse 9. Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judah, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, one of God's generals, once said, Without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are as ships without wind, or chariots without steeds. Like branches without sap, we are withered. Like coals without fire, we are useless. As an offering without the sacrificial flame, we are unaccepted. The power of the Holy Ghost is what the church needs to accomplish God's mandate. Jesus Christ knew the disciples were filled with fear and would not be able to continue with the task of winning the lost if they remained in that condition. And then promised them before his ascension that they would receive power with the coming of the Holy Ghost upon them. Acts 1, 8. The Holy Ghost gave Apostle Peter the utterance to preach with boldness, bringing about 3,000 souls to the kingdom of God after he was baptized in the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. A youth can receive the power of the Holy Ghost through genuine repentance from sin, consecration, purity of heart, strong desire, and fervent prayer of faith for the experience. Quote for the day: A youth can receive the power. The challenge for today is: You need the power of the Holy Ghost. Prayer. O Lord, fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost today. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.